Good morning, beloved. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says this, "For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who are you by being worried? And who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then saying, what will we eat? What will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day is enough trouble of its own." Almighty God, we are privileged this day to pray the peace that passes all understanding upon the people of Sudan. God, for a people who have known war for many years, it seems like some would say it has been nonstop since 1956. We praise you that there was not more violent expressions of war when South Sudan became independent in 2011. We're praying that the gospel of peace, the gospel of our Heavenly Father providing for the birds of the air, for the lilies of the field, for his children, would enable neighbors to be charitable, would equip families to be gracious, and would enable them to love with perseverance even their enemies. Blessed Savior, you are the Lord of love, and you bid us to seek first your kingdom. And so we're praying that the people of Sudan would be able to live in such faith that those in Egypt and Libya and Chad and Ethiopia, those across the Red Sea and Saudi Arabia, would marvel at the sweetness of fellowship that would exist in this country. Please, Lord God, bless the people of Sudan in keeping with you, the Heavenly Father, who bids us cast our worries and cares and anxieties on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.